Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, the Klaus Samaches, and we're learning Semin Yadalad, where the Rebbe talks about the idea of running to do a mitzvah. Sheyorot b'yirdef achar ha-mitzvah. The Kedekseh v'neidah nirdef ha-ladasas Hashem is the end of the Pasuk, that we know that we should be right of ladasas Hashem. We should run to gather our awareness of Hashem, to gain our awareness of Hashem. Uksiv derech mitzvasecha orutz. The way of going to a mitzvah, I will traverse that path in a state of running. The Gemara says in Brachos, it's a mitzvah to run to the Beis HaKnesses or to Beis HaMedrash, and the Gemara adds that that's mutter even on Shabbos, even though a person is not supposed to run on Shabbos. It's considered in some way against it's an element of degrading Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day that you're running to do something. Shabbos is a day that you're in the state of Olam Haba. You're there. When it comes to running to do a mitzvah, even on Shabbos, a person should run to do a mitzvah. So the Mor says in regards to going to Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, but the Chayalim adds on his own that it's not limited to Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses. This idea really is a general concept of how to approach a mitzvah. Then the Chayyim adds a second point that the person should be willing to put a large effort into doing the mitzvah. And we know the concept of the Fum Tzara Agra, that according to the difficulty that the person has in doing the mitzvah, that will increase or decrease the amount of scar the person has. So the same mitzvah, which is done bitzar, with difficulty, is much more valuable than a mitzvah which comes easily. So just want to clarify a few points over here. So shiyorot v'yudav achar ha-mitzvah. So this is before the mitzvah itself. A person is running to do the mitzvah. That's the notion of ritza. Yudav achar mitzvah means that a person should seek out the mitzvahs, which really the Chayalim talks about that. In the next two simonim, that a person should be mounted in mitzapa, he should anticipate doing mitzvahs, and should be willing to spend money to do mitzvahs. He talks about it again later on. But the idea of being right of after something means that you're seeking it out, you're afraid you're not going to be able to access it, and you run after it to make sure that the person's running away from you, and you run after them to catch them. So there are two elements that he's presenting up here. One is the idea of running to do a mitzvah indicates A, your desire to do the mitzvah because you're running to do it. B, there's an element of kavod ha-mitzvah. People see that you're running to do a mitzvah means the mitzvahs are chashuv. There's an element to the people around you. You are expressing and conveying a message of the importance of a mitzvah. And then there's a statement of the reason why you want to run to do a mitzvah because you're afraid you might lose the opportunity. So you run to make sure that you don't lose the opportunity. So part of running is because we run to things that we're excited about. Part of running is you want to make sure that you don't miss the bus. Right? So it's, which in certain sense adds a higher level of covet. I don't want to lose this opportunity, so I'm going to run if necessary to make sure that I have this opportunity. So both of them are true. Then he adds on top of the idea of being rots and roidev after a mitzvah. So he adds, yitar karmi b'mitzvah, while the person is doing the mitzvah itself as well, the person should be willing to put in all effort necessary to get the mitzvah, do the mitzvah, complete the mitzvah, whatever is necessary to do that. So all of that goes into this concept of being roidev after the mitzvah. Vayin kol zeh b'sefer charedim. Then he adds, that you can really find this idea discussed in the Sefer Charedim. Again, we pointed out that the Chayyotim is paralleling the Sefer Charedim's introduction to doing mitzvahs. The Chayyotim in many ways parallels that idea. This idea of being right of after a mitzvah is found in the Sefer Charedim. It doesn't really add it anymore. I'm not sure what the Chayyotim's reference is to the idea that you should take a look at over there. There's nothing more that he says over there than he says over here. Actually, might even say more here than over there. There's There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara talks about the idea that a person should be called a Rogel but Stoka. It says, Rodek Stoka Bechesed, Rodek Stoka Bechesed. So the Sefer Nesiyah Pukecho points out that we see that the idea of being right after something is the vehicle that a person becomes Rogel in doing it. If I don't run after something, I only have a chance opportunity to do it occasionally. If I run after it, that means I'm going to feel confident that the opportunity will present itself again and again, because as soon as it presents itself, I will take advantage of it. So we could translate the Lashon being Rots and Rodef means a person is going to make sure that they take advantage of the opportunity to do the mitzvah with whatever means necessary. If they have to run, they have to run. But the person does not want to let the mitzvah slip from his grasp. Have a good day.